Just stay home. That's what the Montana Nurses Association is asking Montanans to do for the next few weeks as coronavirus cases continue to surge and strain the state's healthcare system. Nikki Ouellette spoke with the association's chief executive officer, Vicki Bird, over Zoom about the mitigation efforts they're asking the public and elected officials to take now to save lives.
Vicki, thanks so much for taking time to chat with me today.
Thanks for having me.
So the Montana Nurses Association has released a suite of recommendations that you say, if followed for the next 4 to 5 weeks, will likely lead to a huge decrease in COVID-19 infections, hospitalizations, and deaths by New Year. Walk me through what needs to happen.
The only way to combat this virus is not to get it in the first place. And that comes with wearing a mask, social distancing, limiting people, and washing our hands. That is all we got right now. Even though a vaccine might be around the corner, that's going to be weeks to months before that gets to everyone, if not till the middle of the end of next year. But we know that by doing some mitigation efforts, it takes 4 to 5 weeks after those efforts are employed for it to be realized. So we're coming up on Thanksgiving. We're coming up on cold weather for Montana. We're coming up on school break for Christmas. Let's take advantage of it. Everybody stay home, try to limit your travel. And I know it's going to be painful, but a 3 to 4 or 5 week pause right now, and after the new year, we see these cases significantly drop, we're just all the better for it.
You mentioned staying home as much as possible and closing schools through the new year. Schools in some communities in Montana have not seemed to be a big source of spread of the virus. So why make that broad scale recommendation now?
It only takes one case in those rural areas to completely devastate the healthcare system there. In our very rural areas like Cutbank or Forsyth, we know that what makes our communities whole is the school and the healthcare facility. And we know that in-person learning is the best for these kids. But it can't truly happen safely because even though it might impact the kids at a lower level, we've got teachers, support staff, janitors that are not of those school age that won't be as protected. And until we get the community surge under control, we are going to continue to recommend taking advantage of this holiday season and just stay home from school.
What makes you confident that following these recommendations will indeed flatten the curve?
Because we've seen it before, and it's been proven in other states and even in our own state. Look at what happened way back when this first started. I think it was around March when Governor shut it down. Our cases were so low, and then, you know, we get more lax, and there was call to open up the economy. But if we don't take care of the public health pandemic first, none of our economy will rally from this. We have got to take care of our health first. Then we can invest in our economy.
In your recommendations, you write that after a 4 to 5 week pause, we need to gradually reopen bars, restaurants, schools, and businesses. What does that gradual reopening look like?
Well, and I think it looks like a lot of how they actually opened Montana in the first place, you know, at the 25% and then 50%, you know, I believe schools were like, let the parents choose online and or in person. But if we just get that big dip in the daily cases, then we can do that every couple weeks. And then you reevaluate to see where those cases are.
For people who hear these recommendations and are picturing barren downtowns, local businesses shuttering because everyone is staying home, what's the picture that forms in your brain when you imagine Montanans following these recommendations to keep their healthcare workers and neighbors safe?
Yeah, I imagine the businesses, which many of them are doing now, they're doing takeout, order and delivery, pop your trunk, I'll put it in the back of your trunk. That's awesome. I'll go to the bookstore and order books from the local bookstore and pop my trunk and have them put it in the back. That makes job for other people as well. Everybody wear a mask. I order my stuff to go from, you know, the local restaurants around the town because I want to support them. you know, these are our recommendations based on everything. The governor gets to lay down the law, 50% capacity, only gather in groups of 25. We're just saying, don't even go to the restaurant and gather, because we know by not doing that, the virus has no way to spread. If you give the virus a way to spread, it just laughs all the way to the ventilator. The only way we have to combat it right now is not to get it.
That was Vicki Bird with the Montana Nurses Association speaking with Nikki Ouellette.